The scientific report, Long-Term Monitoring and Assessment of Mercury Using the Common Loon, and a public report, Adirondack Loons, Sentinels of Mercury Pollution in New York's Aquatic Ecosystems, confirmed over 10 years that mercury deposition from coal-fired power plants is negatively impacting Adirondack Loons. Biodiversity Research Institute, Adirondack Center for Loon Conservation Coordinator Nina Schock found that the mercury levels in loons affected their reproduction.
Our study showed that 21% of the male birds had blood mercury levels high enough to put them at risk for behavioral changes in reproductive effects, and 8% of the female birds had blood mercury levels high enough. And what we saw was the loons with the high mercury levels, the male loons had a 56% reduction in the number of chicks that they were producing, and the females had a 32% reduction.
Nina Schock says that's of concern because loons reflect what's happening in the aquatic food web.
They're a top predator. They eat fish that eat other fish that eat invertebrates and so on down the food web. And they also live a long time. They live 20 to 30 years. And they are very territorial in the sense that they come back to breed on the same territory in the same lake year after year. And by following the mercury levels in individual birds, we have an idea of what's being deposited in that watershed. And by following mercury levels over time, we'll have an idea of if regulations are effective. We have good baseline numbers now. And as the regulations become implemented, both on a regional level and on a national level, we'll be able to monitor if the mercury levels in the birds that are affected now are decreasing over time.
The study was a joint project of the Biodiversity Institute, the Wildlife Conservation Society, and the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority. NYSERDA Environmental Research Program Project Manager Greg Lampman says they invest in studies like this to help assess potential regulatory shifts from coal-based to renewable energy sources.
This has already been useful in a variety of ways. The EPA has recently released its mercury and air toxin standards. Mercury emissions have never been regulated on the federal level, and for the first time they're going to be. And so some of this data has already gone into that EPA work to try to substantiate the need for emissions controls. And so it's being used in that way already. And then going forward, as we continue to monitor these organisms, we're going to be able to see how those emissions policies actually influence loons in the Adirondacks. The really interesting piece for this project, in my opinion, is that, you know, we can monitor mercury levels in lots of different organisms and in the soil. With loons, we can actually monitor in a specific animal. And so we were able to actually see a specific animal's change in mercury and how it influenced its behavior and its reproductive success. You're not able to do that with fish or something like that.
Lampman says the Adirondack loon study took a different approach in assessing mercury deposition.
We know a good deal about what mercury means to human health and behavior. And we know how much mercury is in fish in the Adirondacks. What this does is it really looks at not just what's the mercury bioaccumulation in organisms, but how does it actually affect their reproductive success? And what does this mercury mean to their population growth? And we've been able to show through this study that the loon population is not growing at the rate that you would expect if mercury weren't in the environment and inhibiting that growth. It's a different approach that actually shows physiological change in these organisms as a result of mercury deposition.
The study also found that high mercury concentrations in loons altered behavior and affected parenting skills. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.